Hello and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story Fluttershy vs. Shower by an author named Lise. Or Lice. It's written L-I-S-E. I have no idea how to pronounce that. In German we would just say Lise, which is actually a name. As always, I hope that you will enjoy this. As always, I will give you the full disclaimer here that I have not read this story beforehand, and that I will discover it alongside you. And as always, I will ask you to subscribe if you haven't already, because even Blackjack knows that big red buttons are there to be pressed. It will help out the channel, and it is totally free to do so! So, now let's get into this, guys. Fluttershy stared at the metal contraption. When Twilight had assured her that the hotel rooms would have showers, she had imagined they'd be equipped with clouds, or at least a decent bucket of water she could wash with. Instead, she had found herself facing something completely alien. The bathtub was there, larger than any she had seen in Equestria, but the means to fill it eluded her.
"Should I ask the manager for help?"
she wondered. The man had been so enthusiastic about having her in his hotel that he had personally walked Fluttershy to her room.
"It would be rude to bother the nice human for something as insignificant as this."
She stared more at the metal hose held in place by a pole in the wall, quite like a snake hanging from a tree, with the exception that a snake could be reasoned with.
"Calm down, Fluttershy,"
the Pegasus thought, taking a trembling step forward.
"It's just a shower. It won't hurt you."
Her hoofs clopped along the marble floor as she reached the edge of the bathtub. It was so high it reached her chest. With a hop and a flap, Fluttershy went inside.
"So far so good."
She let out a nervous laugh. The first challenge was turning on the water. From what Fluttershy had seen when she explored the rest of her bathroom, humans didn't like taps. It could be said that they hated them. Both the sink and the shower were completely detapped, the faucets replaced by a single metal lever. Two dots, one red and one blue, were painted on either side of it in such atrocious fashion that Rarity would throw a fit at the mere mention. Gently, Fluttershy grabbed the lever with her mouth and pulled it to her left. Nothing happened. The shower remained as lifeless as before. Not a drop of water to be seen.
Heep!
Fluttershy thought. Had she managed to break the shower already? Twilight had warned her that things were different in the human world. What if it couldn't be repaired? Would the hotel manager be upset? Would he throw Fluttershy and her friends on the streets? Or banish them to human prison? The edges of her wings fluttering in panic, Fluttershy tucked the lever to the right, toward the blue dot. The metal piece moved, stopping with an abrupt thump shortly after. Sensing she could move it no further, Fluttershy lifted her head, and all of Tartarus broke loose. Streams of freezing water poured down from the metal snake's head, crashing into Fluttershy as an autumn storm.
"Heek!"
Fluttershy let out a frightened squeak as she tried to flap her way back to safety. Her wings sprung open, seeking space in the confines of the bathtub, only to be soaked with more water than would let her fly. Shaking with cold and fear, Fluttershy turned around, saving her muzzle from the cold sensation.
"What am I to do? What am I to do?"
She broke into a full gallop. Her hoofs clambered on the wet marble surface of the bathtub like a kitten on ice in a desperate battle to climb out. Fluttershy squeaked louder, her voice barely audible over the sound of hoofs scrabbling and wings flapping. She shut her eyes, exerting what strength she had in a final attempt to escape the shower's icy downpour. The attempt failed, causing Fluttershy to slip and bump her muzzle on the bathtub's sloped side. Adding insult to injury, a bottle of liquid soap tumbled off the nearby shelf and bounced off her head. Meanwhile, the shower remained relentless. Gritting her teeth, Fluttershy turned around. Water sprayed onto her face and mane, forcing her to use both wings as cover. Step by step, she fought her way forward to the spot directly under the shower. Reaching it, Fluttershy then leapt up. Her wings, even wet, managed to boost her up just enough to grab the shower wand with both forehoofs. Mouth and wings joined in grabbing onto whatever part of the metal surface they could. A smile formed briefly on Fluttershy's face. Despite the initial shock, she had successfully bested the vile appliance through will, ingenuity, and determination. No longer would cold water fall upon her. Then the wall bracket gave in.
Help!
Fluttershy yelled. As she fell, a whole range of gels, shampoos, and bathing salts splashed into the shallow waters of the bathtub with her.
Help!
Finding itself free, the shower wand spun around, slithering along the side of the bathtub. Like a fly in porridge, it zipped through the water, leaving large patches of bubble foam in its wake. Startled, Fluttershy tried to stand. But with her wings and legs trembling like dancing koalas, she had no chance. The shower wand continued flying forward, propelled by its torrent of water. It circled the Pegasus as if it were one of Applejack's lassos.
Somebody!
Fluttershy shouted as she turned and twisted in an attempt to catch it. With each new effort, she tangled herself more and more until it became impossible to get any worse. She accidentally hit the faucet lever with her left wing, changing the water temperature from freezing cold to comfortably warm. Fluttershy stopped struggling.
I guess the water is warm now, and the shower has calmed down. Maybe I'll just untie myself and...
Fluttershy!
Rainbow Dash stormed into the room.
This place is so awesome, did you see how...
Her voice trailed off. Her eyes grew wide as she spotted Fluttershy lying in the bathtub, dripping wet, tangled in a shower hose, and covered in bubble foam. A pink blush appeared on both faces as they stared at each other, the silence only interrupted by the sound of spraying water.
I better go tell Twilight you'll take a while.
Rainbow Dash smiled uncomfortably, flapping backwards out of the room. For over a minute, Fluttershy lay there, motionless, eyes glued to the door. As the blush on her face subsided, she took a deep breath.
Well, I hope you're happy with yourself.
Fluttershy grumbled at the shower wand. The wand just kept spraying. Hello and welcome back to Comic Time with Visual Pony. Well, we remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. And it helps to keep the lights on around here, and you want to keep the lights on around here, right? Because without the lights, I cannot record. Because without electricity, I cannot run the computer. Okay, now let's get into this, because I can't keep speaking this quickly, because I'm already starting to mess up. Also, I don't think my air volume in my lungs is enough to keep talking like this. Oh my god, my tongue. Okay. Okay, let's stop, let's just get into comment time, okay, guys? just this much, I can totally see this happening, but, something like this has totally never happened to me. Actually, it has, in the sauna. They had, like, this shower that you walked into and didn't have a lever or two taps or whatever, it only had buttons. Like 12 of them. And I was like, okay, what is this? So because I was just coming out of the sauna, out of the Roman steam bath or whatever it's called, and I step into that shower and I press, I think it was number 6, and I press it and... Guys, I didn't even see a shower head in that shower, quote-unquote, shower, okay? All I saw were little holes all over the walls, ceiling, and floor. And suddenly, water comes literally shooting out of all of those holes. Like, from top, all sides, and from below. It was comfortably warm water, but I was startled out of my mind. And I basically just face planted because out of shock, I just, you know, sprang forward. And yeah, basically my spa day, quote unquote, ended with a bleeding nose and a broken wrist. That was, yeah, not my best day ever. I was like 17 or something about something around that age. And I seriously, I had never encountered a shower like that. I went back to that place later on, but then I knew what to expect. Yeah, someone should have gone with Fluttershy to explain to her how human showers work. But yeah. I am Visual Pony, and I hope that you enjoyed this story. Let me know in the comments down below if you have any embarrassing stories that involve, you know, bathroom appliances or any kind of household appliances. And yeah, see you in the next one. And as always, I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind.